Hey, welcome back. It's the Pedego Podcast and the e-bike revolution. Ride along us each week as we talk with the entrepreneurs behind the movement and the love stories of all those riding along. Brought to you by Pedego Electric Bikes. With the man who was there at the beginning here. We heard last episode from the guy who came up with this crazy idea. But that doesn't mean he got anybody to ride along with him here. Here's a man who first stepped up to ride along with him. We're talking with Tom Bach. Did I get that correct?
Correct, Paul. Great to be here.
Tom Bach, they tell me you were the first Pedego store. When Don had this idea, Don DeCostanza, who came up with this crazy thing, opened a store here in Southern California down by the beach and started selling these Pedegos, just, you know, kind of assembling them and putting things together. You came in one day and said what?
Well, I was sold another company I had, which is a sign company, and then worked with a family business for a while. And after that, I was looking to start another business, more of a lifestyle type business.
Right.
Obviously, in my career before this in the sign business, I rode a lot of electric bikes and scooters and skateboards, you know, with new companies that were coming out at the time. And I loved it. It was just great. But I always had problems with them breaking down. I could never ride them for a long period of time.
Nobody could. This was just kind of a toy back then. This wasn't a serious transportation mode.
Exactly, but they were fun, and that was the whole thing about it. So that's, once I got through my second career, I was looking for something else to do. It wanted to be something fun. So a good friend of mine had some Pedegos, and I loved them. Just said, you know what, I could do something with this. We could get a business going with this, and I could, you know, go down to the beach. I grew up in Fountain Valley in Huntington Beach, and I would ride my bike.
So you could see this as a business. It wasn't just a fun thing.
Yeah. No, I could see it as business, but I wanted to be in a lifestyle fun business that I could ride my bike from my house to work.
Wow.
I live in Huntington Beach. My shop is in Huntington Beach, so I rode my bike to work every single day once I got started in it. So how it all happened is I wanted to find something fun. Pedegos were something that my buddies had. We would ride them from Huntington Beach down to Newport and back. And it was like, worst thing about riding a bike was coming back from Newport Beach
was
the wind in your face, because it blows every single day. So I'm like, this could work, and this could be something that could, you know, be a fun business, but also make money. So I put a little business plan together and met with Don and kind of said, what do you think about this? And that's kind of how it all started going.
So why go to Don? Don just, there wasn't anybody doing this. Everybody was up for grabs. This is the early days of the car business. There's thousands of car manufacturers in Detroit. Why not be one yourself? Why not just go, you know, import a couple of bikes, open a door, and Why do you have to join Pedego?
Well, I think what it was is I did ride a lot of bikes before, and electric bikes, and they just weren't quality. And once I saw the Pedegos that my buddy owned, they were just a quality bike, and I knew I could do it. I knew it wasn't going to break down. It just, you know, I had a lot of problems with the bikes that I had, and I just looked at this and said, wow, this looks like something that could really work out. And like I said, my friend had a couple of them, and he had no issues with them whatsoever, and this could really work out.
All right, so walk me through that day. What year was this when you walked in?
2011. I think it was like September of 2011. There was a show in Las Vegas called Interbike, which is the bike show. And I decided to go and meet Don at Interbike and kind of see what they were all about.
So you walked into the booth and said what?
I said to Don, I said, I have an idea, and I'd like to open up a Pedego store. And I want it to have the Pedego logo on the door. All I want to do is sell Pedegos. And he says, well, Tom, you can't do that. You got to rent them, too. And I said, well, of course I'm going to rent them. I mean, that's part of the model.
He wouldn't just sell them to you? He had conditions? You think he would have just jumped and said, here, how many you want?
Well, it was something. That's when we hit it off that day. And I think we both had kind of the same idea about this, that it was a lifestyle business, a fun business, and we were both into it. So
had he thought about opening other dealerships? Because that's not the norm. It certainly wasn't then. He had sold them himself and then decided to manufacture them, as he talked about in the last episode here, partly because the regular bike companies wouldn't sell him the bike frames and everything anymore. They thought this was a corruption to a pure bike when he was strapping on motors onto these things. And partly because the motor company he was buying them from, the guy supplying the power packs, they went out of business. So that motivated him to say, I'm going to start making these myself. Why did he listen to you opening another store? You would think that wasn't the plan.
Well, I think what it was is Don started out trying to sell the bikes wherever he possibly could. And what happened with me is when my friend went to buy his Pedego at another, just it was a moped scooter store.
Yeah, a place they sell a bunch of these things.
So my buddy tried to go in and buy one, and the guy was trying to push him off to buy something else, not a Pedego. So that's kind of how it all worked out. And, you know, I just said, why can't why can't I team up with somebody that already knows what they're doing? That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do something more of a lifestyle. Like I said, Paul, it wasn't something that I was out trying to make $1 million again and do all kinds of stuff. It was something I wanted to do something fun. I wanted to get back in my community. I knew I could be part of the community and help out and, you know, like I said, have fun. And that's really what I was trying to do.
Sounds kind of like a second act career here, right? That's what they call them these days. You've had a successful run. Don certainly had a long, successful run. Now, at a certain age, you want to kick back. You still want to be a business. You don't want to sit home and watch TV or just play golf all day. You want to be involved, but it's just for the fun of it. And, I mean, you want to make some money, but it's not with any grander vision than that, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't mind playing golf all the time. I love golfing, but I think it was my wife saying, what are you going
to
do now?
She didn't want you to do that. Yeah,
so exactly. It was more of, you know, just, again, I was looking for something. I was looking for all kinds of different things. If it was getting into a franchise business with fast food or something like that, which I looked at, and I'm like, why do I want to be slinging grease and working?
Yeah.
So it was just something that, you know, popped up, and it was just...
And you didn't want to sell other e-bike manufacturers? You didn't want to sell skateboards and scooters and 1,000 other things? You wanted to just sell Pedego bikes.
I did. It was, you know, I did try skateboards, I think, for about 2 months. And I'm like, this isn't it. I mean, it wasn't the fun part of it. When people got on the Pedegos and they went riding, that's where the fun was.
So it made you feel good and you could see the possibilities of that. You could see yourself doing this business.
Yeah.
All right. Did you have any experience selling bikes? It's got to be different than other things you were talking about, signs.
Well, I think what it is in the sign business, it was, you know, I love talking with people. I love being with people. So it's just kind of natural. I'm a salesman. So getting into this business, it was great because I didn't have to sell. You know, this was all about educating to get people on the bikes. And once they got on, they sold themselves. And once I started selling, it was like, once I sold one bike, then I got people out there selling for me.
Exactly.
So it turns out that I got 10 people now with bikes. Now I have 10 salespeople selling for me.
Passionate advocates.
And people, you know, when you buy Pedegos, they want their friends to get on them. They go, you got to get on this thing. You got to try it. And there's not many products that people do that with. So.
Couple things. One thing that catches my attention. From the beginning, people have seen this more than just another e-bike. It's a Pedego. You can go out and ride an e-bike, or you can ride a Pedego. People, when they're on their Pedego, don't say, I'm going to go get my e-bike. They say, I'm going to get on my Pedego. Other brands, they just say, I'm going to get an e-bike. Why?
100%. Well, I just think we built a community. You know, it's been a community we built since day one. And, you know, we have our POGs, which is the Pedego Owners Group. And these are just groups of people that love to ride together and be together.
Communal aspect of it,
100%. When you're out on the bike path and you ride and somebody's on a Pedego coming at you, they go, hey, Pedego! You know, it's just a community.
Is there a secret signal you have to flash anybody?
No, we're not Jeep yet. We're trying to figure that one out. So we just don't know what the signal is going to be yet. But mostly it's just a nice smile and, a wave.
So can anybody sell a Pedego? We'll talk about the customer last, but I'm just curious about this idea of you walking in on the street, no bike experience whatsoever, and suddenly you're going to be not just an e-bike store, you're going to be a Pedego store. Can anybody do this?
Yeah, I think anybody can. I mean, like I figured out, it's not selling, it's educating and, you know, telling experiences. And
stories,
none of our store owners they all own Pedegos first, so they understood it. It wasn't like they were getting into the store without riding a Pedego or owning a Pedego first. You know, they even rented it and fell in love with it and fell in love with the concept of having their own store. So anybody can do it.
But you would think that if I'm Don, I'm not going to bring you in. Oh, I want to get somebody that's already got a bike shop. I want to get a guy that's got 10 bike shops. That's where I'm going to go sell these things, not start from scratch and teach somebody the bike business here.
Well, I think he tried that. So we tried that. And, you know, we even after I got involved and opened up the first store, and then I opened up a second store in Corona del Mar with a friend of mine, started taking off for Don, and he had a lot of people asking, you know, hey, how can I do this? How can I get involved? You get a choice.
Do we sell them to every Tom, Dick, and bike store, or do we sell them to just dedicated dealers who have the passion and who have the commitment to this one product here?
That's exactly it. So obviously in the beginning, there were other bike stores carrying them, but after I got the first one going and we started, you know, getting more of them, and after Corona del Mar happened, Don, you know, asked me to come work for him and open up these stores. So that's, you know, it was a hard decision for me to do it because I love working my store so much and being involved with the community and do what I was doing. But I had such a great experience working with Don over that first year with I had my store. It was a pretty easy decision for me to make.
What was the target? What was the plan? How many stores did you want to open? Millions? Two?
Well, my passion was five. I wanted five stores in Orange County. I figured if I did that, it would be something that I could have for the rest of my life
revolution.
And have fun
yeah, right.
and go with it. So, right. you know, it was great at the beginning. It's great now. But what it was is we just grew organically. We didn't advertise. We did nothing. It was people going into stores and renting them and saying, I want to do this. You guys are having too much fun. I want to have this much fun.
Yeah, right. Making money and you're having fun. Who knew? All right. So did you reach that goal? What happened in the first year? So he brought you into the company and said, what you've done for yourself, I want you to do as a company here. I want you to come in and help me build an organic group of dedicated bike dealers. That would seem crazy to the rest of the community. As far as I know, none of the other bike manufacturers have followed that path, but you chose that direction and you did it. How did you do it? How did it grow? How did it get going?
Well, I think it just grew with the passion that Don had, you know, and the belief in the product. And yeah. I had that same belief. So if you believe in something and you want to make it happen, we can. It wasn't easy at the beginning because the awareness of electric bikes, nobody really knew what they were about. And
no.
so I think the revolution was started with having our dedicated stores and people being very passionate about it. You know, Don and I always talked about at the beginning, when you try to go buy an electric bike or buy a Pedego in a regular bike store, it just... people weren't passionate about trying to sell it to you. They didn't have a passion about riding it.
Because bike stores, and this is a corruption to that pure product here. Don't get that thing. That's for grandpa. Get a real bike.
Exactly. You know? So, right. yeah, you know, at the beginning, we were all called cheaters. What are you doing riding those things? You're cheating. So
yeah, right.
It's funny how those people say we're cheating are out there having a blast with us right now.
Isn't that the truth? All right, I'm going to tell you what I think was one of the other epiphanies, and Don had many along the way here. This idea of try before you buy. We live in an internet era, an Amazon fulfillment world, where I don't touch anything until it arrives. Everything is sight unseen. My clothes, my electronic gear. Why would you not pursue that model? Just sell it through the internet.
Well, I think for me, it was a business model being an independent store. You know, even though I carried the Pedego name, it was still my store. And I figured, hey, I could make money running these things, doing tours on them, servicing them when they needed to be serviced, selling accessories. So it was a business model that I was looking at doing, not just doing something, you know, online. I love being around people. I love talking with people. So to me, it just would be boring if I was just selling something on the internet.
But I think that's the key. Again, you're not just selling them, you're servicing them too. And, you know, it is like a car dealership. People have to get repairs and upgrades and other things to them. And this idea of renting. Did you rent them in the beginning? Or was that something that came along?
Don rented them at the beginning. But for me, it was this kind of, I knew it was part of my business model. Once I put my business plan together and put down the numbers to see if I could make money, the rentals and tours looked like it was going to be a big part of this business model to be successful. I wasn't doing it just to have fun. I'm an entrepreneur and I want to make money
sure.
too. So doing the rentals are a big part of my business in Huntington Beach still today, even though, you know, I'm vice president of operations for Pedego Corporate, but I still own my store and the rentals are a big part of my business.
And it gives people an exposure. It gets them over that hurdle. Hey, I haven't ridden a bike in 20 years. Could I? Should I? Will this be fun? Are there things I haven't experienced? It's what every car dealer dreams of. What's the first thing you do when you go into a car dealership? They want you to test drive the car. That's once you put it on, it's hard to take it off. But they don't let you take it home and drive it around for the week or for the day.
Well, that's one of the things that I think I found out early on. It wasn't just about the rentals or letting somebody do a test ride. It was learning their story. Why did they want to get a Pedego? Did they want to ride with their husband? Did they want to ride with their wife? Did they want to ride with their friends? And once I kind of figured that out, then I could say, hey, why don't you guys just take this home for the weekend and try it out? Right. So that's kind of how I started. And it doesn't happen that much anymore because people can rent them now. And, you know, it's just more.
But I think that's the genius of what you guys stumbled onto, either by accident or by intent. You came up with this way that people could not only just test it for a moment, but could really take it home by themselves and try it out. Is that an expensive model? Do they lose them? Do they break them? Do they not come back? Is there a downside to this?
Well, it doesn't happen that much anymore. That was at the very beginning. Now people just come out, they rent it and take it. I would say the only time that we would do over weekend stuff without people renting these bikes or if somebody wants to maybe try to do some commuting on it, going to work or something like that, that we let them try it out to make sure it's the right bike for them.
Right. So, I don't know, if I took the rentals away, does the store model work, or is that still an integral part of not just getting people to purchase the product, but a revenue source to allow you to operate a brick and mortar store, which is, let's face it, that's expensive today.
Well, I would say this, the way my stores run, having employees and everything, the rentals are a huge part of my business. I couldn't run a Pedego store without having rentals or tours. It's a huge, huge part of our business model.
And it's something you can't get online. So if I'm just buying these online, I can't try it first.
You can't try it. You can't size it. You can't look at it. I mean, we have people come into our store, you know, in Huntington, and we don't work on anything other than Pedego. We won't touch another bike. And you just can't believe how many people come in and they're just so disappointed with their bike. It wasn't the right size. It's not working.
And where you go, I got it from some unknown manufacturer over the internet.
Yeah. So what we have to tell them is, well, where did you buy it? Over. Well, go have them change a tire. Go have them work on it. So it's just a model that, you know, I thought it would work, and obviously it has worked out.
Now, I don't want to upset the whole apple cart here, but isn't this kind of counterintuitive? Where retail stores are shutting down across the country. Malls are disappearing. Everything's moving online. Here you guys are expanding in real brick-and-mortar facilities. Why?
Well, I think, again, it's our community. You know, we have people that have these bikes, and they travel with them on the back of their cars all over the country. If it's RV or just people traveling, and you know what? We have built such a huge community, and the people that own these bikes want to go see all of our stores. They want to tell their friends about the stores. So,
or get it serviced, or get it fixed, or whatever. I mean, I took it on the road, and I'm up in Utah now here from California, and suddenly got a problem. I don't have to just lug it back. I can go find the local store, and they can fix it. The trip can continue.
Paul, that's a huge part of it, for sure. I mean, having the stores, people feel that security that they're always going to be able to have their Pedegos up and running.
Yeah, and you're going to be here next year, not disappear and absorbed into some of these companies come and go overnight. They might sell a million for a month, and then you never hear from them again. Who's going to warranty them? Who's going to service them? All that stuff.
100%. That's what I went through at the very beginning before I did this, so I understood that.
Well, again, I think the genius was finding a reason to have a retail store, not just to sell them, but to service them and to stand behind them and to support them and to build the communities around. Do you do like rides and events out of your store? Do you do other sorts? Are you just simply selling them and people are collecting and coalescing on their own? Or do you actively try and, like Jeep does, they produce rides and stuff here. You buy the car, you buy into a lifestyle.
Yep. I would say I do POG rides at my store. Obviously with COVID, we stopped doing it, but we're going to get back going doing it. But on a daily basis, we have Pedego owners coming into our stores, parking their bikes at our store. We let people park. They can just walk downtown. I can't tell you the stories about having my guys, and we're just packed with rentals, and people are looking. And I have customers selling bikes for us. So they're passionate about it. We make sure we make everybody comfortable when they come in. So
where are you at now? This is how many years in? You said 2011, so this has been about 10 years you've been running.
9 years into it. March will be 10 years.
And not only do you still have your store, so that's continues to succeed for you. It wasn't a flash in the pan, but you've come to work with Pedego to add more dealers. How many you got now?
Well, I think we just got to 185. I've been with Pedego Corporate now for 8 years. My first 7 years with them, I was opening up our stores, and now about the last year and about 15
and
months,
for those
I've been
stumbling,
busy in operations now.
For those stumbling upon this is 10 years into the ride. And you've gone from a couple of stores. You hope to maybe hit 5. Wow, could we have 5 whole stores in Southern California? And now you got, what, 185?
Around the country. Yeah, my goal personally was to have 5. That was my goal. But we always knew from the beginning when I started with Don, you know, I guess our goal in the first was 100 stores. That was our goal.
Wow.
You know, then obviously we've surpassed that, and it's just going.
So where does this go? Where? How far does the ride go? Are there
thousands of stores. There's no reason why not. You know, the awareness is out there. I think at the beginning, the tough part was awareness, getting people to understand what they were, getting to people to understand that, you know what, if something does happen to your bike, we have Pedego stores that can fix them for you.
Everywhere, yeah.
So I think a lot of people at the beginning, before Pedego, and they bought an electric bike, it broke, and it just sat in their garage as a brick, and then they threw it away. That doesn't happen. Right. I have people come into my store 9.5 years later with their original bikes, and they're as happy as can be with their original bikes. I can fix them for them if there's any problems. So it's a model that's...
Are these just in beach communities or resort communities where there's also a possible rental sale? Are they just in Hawaii and Florida and stuff, or can I have a bike store in Montana or Michigan?
You can have them wherever you want. We do have them in Michigan. We have them in Montana. We have them in Blue Ridge,
really?
Georgia, up in the mountains. You know, we have them out in the desert where it's hot. We have them, you know, all over the country. So it's not just the beach areas.
And it's a three-tiered profit source. I mean, not to get too technical here, but you're not just selling them, you're also servicing them. And you're renting them?
Yeah, we talk, it's probably more like five, you know, is what you have. With tours and rentals, you consider one or two. You got the sales, then you got accessories that you're selling.
Sure, yeah.
Accessories are a huge part of our business. People want to customize their bikes, you know, and Pedego, over the years, we've developed a great accessory, you know, department ourselves that's all Pedego branded.
And there must be racks and helmets and gear and hats and
everything you can imagine for a bike. All of our stores sell them, so it's a great revenue source.
So in a world where I'm hearing daily that retail is dead and that brick and mortar is on its way out, you're proving the opposite.
100%, it's not out. Not for our business model, that's for sure.
So what would you tell anybody who's of a certain age, people like myself, thinking about, all right, what am I going to do in that last 20 years of my life? Am I just going to play golf? Am I going to find some little fun business to ride around on here? What would you tell somebody who wants that second act in their life here?
Well, I'll tell you, if you're the person that wants to have fun, you're outgoing. I mean, the Pedego stores are amazing. I love being at my store when I have a chance to be there and meet the people. So I think it's one of the greatest businesses you could ever get in for that. If you're outgoing and you want to, you know, help people out, that's what it's really all about.
But it must be impossible and unattainable for most. You got to sign a lease. You've got to learn how to be a retailer. You got to buy inventory. You got to learn how to fix stuff. This must take millions and millions of dollars, like a car dealership.
That's not how it is at all. And the one thing Pedego does so well for all of our stores is we guide you through from the beginning till startup and all the way through. So it's not something that you're on your own. That's for sure. It's your own business, but you're not on your own. We always say that.
Well, that's critical here. So they're not franchises, but there's a system that you assist people in opening their own businesses.
Exactly. They're license agreements. So we give you a license to be able to sell our products, and we give you a territory to be able to do it. So it's owning your own store, but having, you know, somebody behind you on all aspects of it, which Pedego does.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have you back next year. How many stores are there going to be?
I would say we could get to
Somebody held five fingers. They must be smoking something here.
Well, Don just walked in the room. So, of course, he always likes to get into that big numbers. But we can do it. We just got to make sure we do it in a smart way that we can really support our new dealers that are coming into play and make sure that they're up to, you know, tune on it. And it's great whenever you talk about it. Most of these people that have got these stores going, they've had no bike experience. And we've proven the model that you don't have to have the bike experience. You just have to, I guess we talk about it, you got to have that fun factor. If you can have the fun factor, you're going to be successful in this business.
There you go. A passion, and you guys can show them the plan here. Well, I plan on many more of these kinds of conversations right here on the Pedego Podcast. We appreciate you coming by. Tom Bach, the first store, and the one who's helped the founder take it from a couple of stores to closing in on a couple of hundred here. It's an amazing tale. Thanks for coming in and sharing it.
Appreciate it. Can't wait to be back and do some more episodes with you, Paul.
Okay. All right. Well, stay tuned, folks. We've got a lot more of this coming your way right here on the Pedego Podcast as we talk about the e-bike revolution. Join us each week as we talk with entrepreneurs like Tom Bach, the people driving the whole show, and the love stories of those just riding along. Brought to you by Pedego Electric Bikes. For more information on how you can open a Pedego store, go to pedego.com.